JB and Billy started strong.
Oh, well, we're off to a crafting start. Jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, in this hour, I'm going to tell you about something that's been taken out of my life, and I couldn't be more upset.
Wow. Plus, we go to the family with deadly animal encounters. I hope it's not that kangaroo one that you always go on with. And we chat golfing exploits of two world leaders.
But next, the crowd is assembled. The amps are up high. Ooh. Aussie rock legend Diesel performs for us next.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
Now, I'm excited about this, Bill.
What?
I'm the music man here. Well,
you are.
Rabs and I.
Yeah,
you're not a man of the music.
No, except me and Groly are besties.
No, you're not.
We are.
To the point where you went to one of the great concerts for about 45 minutes, then decided you had nothing left.
I had to go back to a wedding. But anyway...
Mark Lazotte stroke Johnny Diesel stroke now just Diesel is a legend of Australian music. Hit it, rabbits.
Our next guest is one of Australia's best ever singer-songwriters. He's got 6 ARIA Awards, 2 number one albums, and has been a staple of the Triple M playlist. He also has a special connection to the footy. Remember this from the 90s?
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Please welcome Aussie rock legend, Diesel.
I'm gonna make my true confession. I got my courage up. There's nothing that can keep it down. My words get tangled up in good intentions, but I know what my heart wants to say. Yeah, hey, hey. Well, I've got to let you know for what's up for better. That's 100 ways that I could show you, but wouldn't matter. It's time to tell you and try to keep it simple. Know what you want to hear. So why do I forget every time in your near? Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue. On the tip of my tongue. Look in my eyes and tell me, what do you see? There's a message that I'm sent in, and I hope you see. Words get tangled up in good intentions. You know what my heart wants to say, yeah. You know what my heart's trying to say, yeah. Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue, yeah. Some words, yeah, that I won't say. You never know if you walk away, yeah. Oh, no, 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 da 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 da, yeah. No, no, no. What you want, not here. So why do I forget every time in your ear? Right on the tip of my tongue, yeah. Right on the tip of my, tip of my, tip of my, yeah. Right on the tip of my tongue. Sweeter some words, yeah, that I won't say. You never know, everybody. Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my, tip of my, tip of my. Right on, right on, right on the tip of my tongue. Mm-hmm. Do-do. Yeah. Do-do, do-do, do-do. Yeah. Do-do, do-do, do-do.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jack.
What about that?
Stop yelling.
Oh, I tell you, I love this man. Love this man. Diesel, welcome to you. And that was superb.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I've been making a living out of yelling for a long time.
I know.
So it's all right.
Let's see,
how do you go with, do you still get nervous? Like there was a crowd there and you're performing live.
Completely.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. I would have been nervous even without the crowd. It just, it helps, brings out the ham.
Yeah.
You know, to have that, you know, bring it, bring it. So it's actually automatic.
Yeah.
Like when I wake up on a show day, sometimes not very, it's very rare, but I'll wake up and I'll feel the butterflies and I'll go, what's going on? Why do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a show.
That's nuts.
That's good, isn't it?
Now, obviously that isn't the first time you've played that song, but it's also acoustic. So when did you swing across from the one that we've heard on Triple M for years?
It's an interesting question. So I'd made it to LA to do the second part of Hep Fidelity, which is actually Universal doing a 30th release of it on vinyl, which it never came out on vinyl. They're going to do that very soon. I'd made it across to LA to work with Don Gaiman, and he gave me, when I arrived at his house just to kind of, you know, talk about what's going to happen or whatever, he gave me this acoustic guitar. And up until then, I'd only had this one pawn shop guitar actually that I bought here in Melbourne. And the acoustic thing hadn't really grown onto me. I mean, I went from cello to an electric guitar with a bass in between. And so amps and being really loud, and that was the whole, you know, reality for me. And so the acoustic thing, I was like, yeah, I don't get it. And this was like the dawn of the MTV Unplugged thing and everything. And so he gave me this beautiful old 1965 Gibson acoustic. And that's when I got it. It was like, okay. And all these songs were coming out of it. And it's the same guitar that he would have lent, you know, so many artists that he'd worked with along the way. And he said, take this, you might find this fun, you know, whatever he said. And so, yeah, I ended up writing Tip of My Tongue on that acoustic because it was just so inspiring. And then that started my whole, you know, thing into, now I've done years and years of solo stuff where I've kind of turned the acoustic into an electric kind of thing for me, you know what I mean?
I looked it up. Back in 1992, he was singing Tip of the Tongue, but you had hair.
Well, that was 92.
The good old days. Actually, I looked you up.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Bloody dear at the minute. $2.28, Diesel.
Can you believe he's rolled with that? Honestly.
It had to happen. That's all I can say.
Album's called Alone with the Blues. Get stuck into that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, Fat says, we finished talking before, and he says, I've got to drop the kids off at the pool, and just walked out. We haven't seen him since. It's not going well, our man.
No.
He's got. Oh, we can hear them. We're sitting here off air, and his guts. All I can
it's
hear
ready
is
ready to rumble.
What's going on?
Might have to drop the kids off.
Oh, Bill, we're mid-show. What are you doing? Yeah, Rabbit.
That's twice.
We're sitting here, and I honestly can hear his guts rumbling in the. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, what's that? What's
just
the story
having a chat
with
down
you?
There? Things aren't well.
No, they're not well.
Better have a empty flat than a tenant that doesn't pay.
than a bad tenor, I think. Right. Is, something like that. Anyway, have you got anything to go with here?
Or? I don't know, Jim, what we're up to now. Oh, now, what about Donald J. Trump,
yes,
the 45th president of the United States
Which
of America?
Which I still can't believe, by the way. Well, when that sentence is uttered, I still can't believe it.
So there was rumours over the weekend that he got a hole in one, Jim.
That would be wrong.
So he has put out his own media release.
Yes.
Many people are asking, so I'll give it to you now. It's 100% true. While playing with the legendary golfer Ernie Els, would have been nice, right? A winner of four majors and goes on and on.
Yes.
Have a listen to this. I made a hole in one. This is him. It took place at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm, Florida, on the seventh hole, which was playing 181 yards into a slight wind. He goes on and on. So he reckons, Jim, he got a hole in one, and he also reckons he plays off.
Yeah. Two or something.
Yeah, two.
He has been known to be a bushlucker on the golf course. But
Fake news.
If he played with the great Ernie Els,
yes,
as Premier Braxy called him that time after he did it.
And well done, the players. The players have been fantastic. It's a great finish. Congratulations to Ernie Els, to Peter Loddard, to Nick Faldo. It's been fantastic. Congratulations.
I think it was feedback.
He had a bit of
feedback.
He had a couple. And then he won the next year, Ern, and he got his name out properly, and the crowd went absolutely bananas. But if he has played with Ernst, then if he can back it up, we might believe it.
Well, there's nothing from Ernst, but there is from the president. Who else is a great golfer, world leaders? Is it the Chinese president?
North Korea.
North Korean president. Yep.
Thinks he's off scratch.
And he holds every golf record in North Korea.
Didn't he have a round where he had eight hole-in-ones in a row or something?
In his first round of golf.
In his first round of golf.
Come on, Kim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that going for
them? They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them. We're saying, when have you had to deal with a deadly animal? On the back of the Scaredies, of course, and their famous number.
Red back, funnel web, blue ringed octopus, taipan, tiger snake, adderbox, jellyfish, stonefish, and the poison thing that lives in a shell, the spicy when you pick it up. Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
Of course, great boys, those two, John and Rusty.
Yeah.
We're asking people, when have you had an encounter with a deadly animal?
We are indeed, and Sam's there. G'day, Sam.
Hey, Bill, JB, how you going?
Good, mate.
Oh, wonderful.
What happened to you?
Yeah, what happened?
When I was about 19 years old, one summer night, I had a fly crawl on my face, and I sort of picked it up and threw it on my pillow next to me.
Yeah.
Turned on the light, and there was a big black widow.
Oh, crikey. Wow.
I didn't think we had them in Australia. Where were you?
Atwood. It was a because I had my stepbrother, and he's sort of into spiders and stuff, and he said, "Yeah, that's a black widow."
I thought they were like an American number.
No, exactly.
No,
they're at Atwood, Jim.
Atwood.
You know where Atwood is?
Bill?
West Meadows.
Bill. Noel, say there, Sam. Noel's in Kinglake.
Oh, Nolo.
Hey, mate, how you
going? Game, buddy. Well, what happened?
Half of walking around in stupid situations in the bush in shorts. Yeah, I've stepped on a few snakes.
Oh, no. What? Stepped on a few?
Yeah.
What sort?
A couple of browns and a few toy snakes.
And they bitten you?
Yeah, I've been bitten a few times.
No.
Come on, Nolly.
How many times have you been bitten?
About six.
Oh, six?
How many times by a tiger?
Four.
Four? What, what do you do? Do you go off to hospital or you get a tourniquet?
Yeah, tourniquet.
You
do a tourniquet. Yeah,
you're an idiot.
He's been bitten by four tigers
and a couple of browns.
So you didn't die?
No, I didn't die. Just you wrap it up. It's a progress. Put pressure on the wound and wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Bill. Put pressure on the wound.
Oh, no, but six times.
You would think you'd have your thongs and shorts on once, Bill. You wouldn't make that mistake again.
No,
Jesse in Bendigo. Hello, Jess.
Yeah, Joe, boys.
What happened?
I'm not as brave as the last bloke.
No.
Six times is a lot. But was fortunate enough to be in the Philippines in 2019 in a place called El Nido.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that the trip couldn't really get much worse at that point after food poisoning and sunstroke and just the whole works, and got out on a boat tour.
Yeah.
Me and my mate aren't good swimmers at all. And we got into the ocean thinking that, we're snorkeling around here, surely you got the life jackets on, we're safe.
Yep.
So we're pretty much in a pretty shallow area, which is clear enough to see a sea snake looking back up at us. And I just looked at my mate and screamed. Yeah, we couldn't really swim before, but we can definitely now. We got out of there so quick.
Bitey little bastards too.
Are
sea
they
snakes.
Dangerous? Are they sea
big time? Big time.
Well, we didn't stick around long enough to find out. So,
yeah. I don't blame you. I would have split.
Probably after last bloke.
Stay there, yeah. Jess. Jace is in Milton.
He is, Jace.
JB, Bill, how you going?
Hey, Jace, how are you?
what
Bill,
happened?
You'll understand this, Bill.
Righto, mate,
I'm
what
120
happened?
Kilo bloke.
Oh, big Jace, yeah.
And I was sitting watching the cricket, and a mouse come from underneath the couch. I jumped up on the couch, fell over, and knocked myself out on the coffee table.
Now, Jace, you're 120
kilos. Never
kids.
Again. Never again will I deal with a mouse. Oh. Not happy.
A little mouse runs out. You jump on the couch, fall off, and hit your head and knock yourself out.
Straight out. Oh.
That's funny.
Imagine the missus trying to pick him up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise. You
actually have never been wrong. Now, Fat,
yeah.
Talking to Bo Ryan earlier on in the show, he obviously just said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Which is the catch cry for I don't want to be in it anymore.
I'm out.
I want to leave.
And they weren't even in the real jungle. That's what annoys me, Jim. We're in the Gold Coast.
Why? Three of those words were audible.
Yeah. Why? Why didn't they go to, what did you call it before, Jayberg?
Jayberg. Because of COVID and things, Jim, they weren't allowed to go over there.
Right.
But we went over there. We're in the deep, dark jungle.
More.
Baboons. We did.
The baboons.
Baboons. Black Samba, the snake.
Mamba.
Yeah. We called him Black Samba, but he might have been Mamba.
Yeah. And Mamba even.
So when you go in, Jim, they tell you, they say, look, this is what it's going to be. But when you do get voted out, some of us a bit earlier than others, they ask you, all the contestants, what meal you want when you come out of the jungle.
That's it. Did you see how red the baboons are?
Oh,
Bill.
And the
bright red.
I'm telling you, you ask any of the girls that are on it, big hot red hot Rhonda and Charlotte, if those girls went down to the stream on their own, the big male would come out to you. He'd be on the other side and he'd do
having a look.
No, and he'd be watching them. And the girls would yell out and scream and I'd come down.
Oh, yeah, I'd come down.
No, or me or someone, Miguel.
Yeah. Oh, I'd come down.
Daisy
would. Yeah.
And, mate, they take off. But let me tell you, they're onto it, those male baboons. They dirty red ass.
But Bill, as red as you've seen an ass. Now, Bill.
What about at the zoo when Grandma takes you along with the kids and there's the big red. Then they throw poo at Grandma.
I haven't listened to
that. Anyway, they ask you what meal you want when you get voted out.
Had a steak sandwich?
Oh, no, steak and chips. That's all I wanted, Jim. And it was the little things like salt and barbecue sauce and things like that, because you don't get sugar and all those little things while you're in the jungle.
Right. So you had it, but you didn't know how long it had been there when you walked out.
No.
That was Bo.
It was Bo. Yeah.
So what happened to your lot?
No, they just cooked it up for you.
Oh, I cooked it up when you were there.
Because by the time you get voted out and you do your TV commitments and then you got to get it driven back to where the food is, it's a good hour.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Righto. Mm. So, Bill, I'm in the car the other day.
Yes.
You don't look like this eating junk food.
Look like what?
Like, properly put together. So, Bill.
He's a flog.
I haven't eaten junk food for a very, very long time.
Well, you're allowed to, Jim.
I know. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying I don't do it myself.
All right.
But, Bill, if I do, and it's normally after I've had a few, not before, feeling a little dusty.
What's your go-to, Jim?
Bacon double cheeseburger deluxe from Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's.
A full-strength Coke.
Yeah, I'm with you with the full-strength Coke.
Right, so I'm driving past Hungry Jack's the other day.
Yes.
And I've got the kids in the car,
and
they were talking about it for some reason. And I went, I don't eat it very often, but when I do, a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe is, and they just looked at me and go, Dad,
what?
Don't even exist anymore.
No.
They don't even make that.
What
is it? I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
That was their best burger.
Exactly. Why would they get rid of that, Jim?
Apparently, they don't make a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe anymore.
Wow.
That is shattering.
That is. Why?
So, as you squeezed it, the juice should start.
I know exactly what you're
saying. And, Bill, within half an hour of feeling like you don't reckon you'll get to the end of the day.
Yeah, bang.
That and the Coke.
The Coke.
Bang. Back.
Back.
You're back.
Back on it.
So I'm going to have to find another one.
Mm.
A cure.
Yeah, a cure. I tell you what, it cured me on Sunday when I was at the Burley pavilion.
Yes.
We were just sitting around having a Corona. We were a bit hungover like you were.
Yes.
And someone bought Fireball. You've had the Fireball?
What are they?
Oh, the little, oh, I don't know what's in them. What's in them, Raps? Fireball.
Cinnamon whiskey.
Yes, so yes, spice whiskey. Next minute, old John Travolta on the dance floor. Wow-wee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
So I nestle in at 9.05. I actually caught a bit of the show before, Big Brother. My goodness. Yep. I said I'm 42 during the week.
Yeah.
I felt every year of it, host, when I saw about a minute and a half of Big Brother.
Mm.
What is that? Anyway.
It's changed.
Then we got onto the front bar, and that's magnificent, of course. And there was the a bit of housekeeping until our man came on, and I thought, here he comes.
How fat.
He came bouncing out of the white T-shirt. I should have had a word to you about what you were wearing.
I was looking younger, Jim.
Well, that didn't do you a hell of a lot of favours. And then you said, well, COVID hasn't been good to me. And Hose, I just looked at him and said, he hasn't changed for the 7 years that, you know, he and I have been doing, well, longer, 10 years.
Yep.
But I liked it fat, and I liked what you've always got to get off to a good start.
Mm.
You always got to get a little crispy away. Ooh. So that everyone settles and thinks this is going all right. And you were asked about going to 7 for the first time.
We wanted to have you on for so long, but we had to wait till you got sacked by the Channel 9 footy show. So we knew it wouldn't be too long. You know what I mean? But it's so great to finally get you here. You are one of the first guests we ever on our big board.
You ever been to 7 before, Bill?
No, I never. Never. I walked in here and I see all the great faces up there and even Tim Watson and blokes like that. So. Well, I did, Jim, because I was bloody nervous, to be honest.
You were nervous.
Well,
I saw that.
Yeah, you would have known. People who'd know me would know that because I was trying to act calm and casual. But I've been at Channel 9 for 23 or 4 years.
Oh, yes.
First time ever walked in the doors there at 7.
Yep.
So a bit nervous, to be honest. And then also it had to be good because people were saying, oh, you're on the front bar, make sure it's good, you've got to be funny. Yeah. So you do get it. Anyway, I walked in there and I did see all the great, like there's the Duke there and there's Brian.
Bristol, thank you, Brian.
Are you up there, Jim?
No.
I didn't think I saw you.
No.
Why?
No, I'm in another category, Fat.
Oh, right.
Now, I loved this because they got some vision from Footy Park of you kicking a big torp, a big barrel in a pre-season game, but then they asked you how you did it.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Well, you can you dumb it down for our audience? You're getting a bit technical on us.
I never got asked to go into coaching, Jim. I wonder why.
Just hold it like that and kick it. And then, of course, we did the, you know, we went into the political arena. And that, there was,
of course.
Bill, you did very well. I'd love to say you didn't do well, but you did. You did very well.
Yep.
And what I found interesting, I was talking to Hose about it off air before, is I'm getting texts from people going, oh, bloody hell, Bill, how well is he going on the front bar? I'm like, how are you surprised by that? He's actually been bloody good on television for 20-plus years.
How many shows can you stand there, tell stories about yourself and have a beer? There's not many shows you can do that.
Well, so. And the other thing I thought watching it is it's so rare in 2022 that there's a live television show where someone gets interviewed.
Yeah.
Unless it's about bloody politics, which bores the crap out of all of us. Yeah. But this is an entertainment show about footy where someone actually gets asked questions. It's refreshing that it's still happening. Exactly. I loved it.
And one more thing, and for those out there, number one rule, and you know this, Jimmy boy, is you've got to take the piss out of yourself. You've got to do that.
Well, you've got no alternative.
Well, I have, Jim. I could speak about my great games.
I don't reckon.
1991.
None
do.
Of that would work.
So I've had some very good feedback. Mike Sheehan, of course, who's the king.
The Godfather.
I got a lovely note from Shirley Costa, the wife of the late Frank Costa, who was sad, and she said she watched me and made her happy.
Nice.
You get the thing. Lady pulled me up in the street today. I never met her, and she said,
you're fat.
No. She said, I loved your energy. We were great on the show. But when people come up and do that, you actually feel good. So I'm going to have a beer.
All right. That's enough blowing wind up your ass, fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story.
Everyone knows that story.
Why
in the left.
You know it?
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget. Triple M.
We had a campaign launch the other week. Now it's time for an update.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
So we did the campaign launch and ripped into five things that are inexcusable on our roads.
Yes.
So what happens then is people jump on social media at James Brayshaw, if you want to direct to me or to the Rush Hour is.
Triple M Rush Hour.
And they a couple of indictable offences, some nominations.
Oh, good.
First one came from Sandy, who lives down in Germana. Indicate when you're on a roundabout, for God's sake.
Yeah.
How is anyone meant to know when you're turning off the bloody thing if you don't indicate? Fair enough.
If you're going straight through, you don't.
Well, Bill, there are four exits. So if you're on the turn somewhere, you've got to get off somewhere.
So you go left there, but if you're going straight
you
through, you don't.
You need to indicate wherever you're
no,
turning
no,
off.
No, not if you're going straight
well,
through.
Well, how does anyone know when you're turning off?
Because they know you're going straight through.
No, they don't.
What? No, you're wrong.
Wherever you leave a roundabout, you're meant to indicate. This is Sandy, by the way. But you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout.
No.
Well, how does anyone know?
So if I'm going a roundabout, I'm going left, I indicate, I'm going left. If I'm doing a big one around, I go right. But if I'm going straight through, I don't indicate.
The person who's waiting for you to get off the roundabout.
Yeah, they know I'm going straight through.
Bill, you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout. Otherwise, no one knows.
Oh, no. What is it, Rabs?
No, I'm with you. If you're going straight, you don't indicate.
You don't indicate if you go straight.
So how does anyone know you're going off then?
Well, they know you're going straight.
You're going straight. They know you're going straight through.
I think you're talking about one of the big ones like down in your way. But if you're one of these pox-ridden little ones where they've got...
No, if you're going straight through...
Zebra crossings. How are people meant to know?
No, Jim, it doesn't give us
anyway,
stuff.
I'm...
No, you're wrong on that.
I'm quoting Sandy. So you can say Sandy's wrong if you like.
Jeez,
Bill,
hang on.
I'm
Bill
quoting
is right.
Sandy.
No, I'm quoting this machine. Bill is right.
I think you should indicate wherever you leave myself, especially these ones up here, where there are also zebra crossings. Otherwise, people either on foot or in a car don't know what you're planning to do.
Let's go to the phones. Rodney, welcome.
G'day. How are you, Billy? You're 100% right, mate.
Bang. Thank you, Jim.
Mark from Cranbourne. Marco.
How are you going?
What do you think?
It's not so much to think, JB. You're right, mate. Billy's wrong. I'm a trainer assessor for heavy vehicles, ex-cop, and Billy's wrong.
Bang.
How am I wrong?
End of argument.
How am I wrong?
Yep.
If you're going straight through, you don't have to indicate, surely, Marco?
No, you've got to indicate. You've got to indicate at any intersection, at the roundabout, you've got to indicate to get out of the intersection.
So how do I indicate then,
Bill?
So you're going straight into it, you're indicating left, and you get, say you go straight ahead, you're indicating left.
So, Bill,
you're going straight.
Mark's a cop. So what are you saying?
Ex-cop, yep.
Ex-cop. You know why? Because he didn't know the road rules.
I love that. Anyway, well done, Sandy. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And Chris and Marty. And keep them coming, by the way. So if you've got an issue with anything that's happening on the roads,
yes,
then either with our Rush Hour
Triple M Rush Hour
or at James Brayshaw, you can nominate something that you think's an indictable offence for the traffic party.
Well done. That's not bad.
Two out of three. For Jim's traffic party.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy, greedy. Japanesey.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jim, I tell you what I'm already sick of, my friend.
What's that, Bill?
The federal election. Seriously, it's a nil-all draw. Dumb and dumber, Jim. Albo, how stupid do you want to be? Doesn't know what the interest rate is, Jim. Got his stupid tongue hanging out. If you're in politics, Jim, you got to know the answers to simple questions.
What, like this?
What's your position on the independence of the
Don't
Auditor General?
Don't be a smart ass, you little pinhead. This is my bake and I'm getting angry now. Then there's Slomo, clueless dingbat from Sydney. Say no more.
They're both from Sydney.
Rabs, turn that off. Or I'm going to climb this desk and I'll belt you and I'll belt him. Albo, this was the unlosable election until you opened your mouth. Slow-mo, your party's leaking like a sieve. Your own people are telling the press what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's what leaking
Rabbit!
Is.
Turn that off! Mumps! What are you doing, Mumps? Turn him off! It's like I always say, you can lead a horse to water.
No one gives a what you
What's that? What's he doing? Turn him off that spaghetti arms, little turd. Entitled holidays brochure. He can get Mumps, you can get me. And I got no voice.
He's baked the election for a second and then just
it turned on us.
Just turned
on. By the way, I'm voting for Clive Palmer.
Why? Because he looks like you.
Turn him off!
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So,
on the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's joke.
I got the joke, Jim. And I'd like to get you involved. Righto. Then you might laugh.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe it, Jim. A auctioneer that I know, I was pretty close to, he died during the week.
He was pretty young, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. 30, 35, 40, 40, maybe 40, 45. No, 50. We got 50. 50 here. We got 50, 55. Yeah. 55 sold.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it is bad.
Huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Actually, do you like it, Rab? Do you have a little chuckle?
And you brought JB into it, so you brought him down.
Yeah, no. You dragged me under with you.
I like that.
Like a great big dead weight.
A dead weight. Oh, was it just a
real crap joke?
In here, didn't I?
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good!